the interview process?
With the coaches?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the closest question you got?
I got antagonized about if I drink or smoke, and they thought I was lying.
You told them you drank and smoked?
No. I denied it, of course, but I got antagonized about it. I don't know the craziest question. I can't think off the top of my head, but some of the psychological tests. Actually, I do have a crazy one. It was numbers. So a psychological test doing, like, subtract 100 from 4, like subtract 4 from 100, then subtract 2. It was complicated. I needed a piece of paper. I couldn't think in my head that fast. Yeah, keep going. See, it was kind of fast. So yeah, it was very difficult. Okay. I can't take all the credit because I had a guy in front of me, Puna Ford. He's not here. Should be here. And he took a huge chunk of, you know, what we did as a defense. He was the sole purpose of why we had a lot of success. And I saw one time versus Texas Tech, he was taking on three people. And that's definitely not normal for any D lineman to do that. We were soft on some parts of the D line, and we were able to make plays as linebackers. We were very fast. We shot downhill, and that comes from the technique and the fundamentals. Coach Orlando and, you know, my previous coach, Coach BJ, has taught us just enhancing your footwork and how to strike. So we got a lot better as a defense overall. We became a team and a unit, and, you know, I got a lot of the love I showed that, you know, I appreciate my teammates because I couldn't do it by myself. Yeah, I talk to Jordan and Derek Johnson all the time. Two great mentors of mine. You know, they've been there and they're doing it now in the NFL. You know, Jordan is still battling injury, so it's very tough for him. But you talk about a leader and a mentor. Those two guys always have, you know, taught me something. Every day they come into off season when we're working out, they always ask me my weight. So it's been fun being around those guys and them teaching me, you know, the ins and outs of the league and how to be, you know, take care of yourself and be stronger in the league. Just be myself, and you got to trust yourself when you're doing this, and, you know, show everybody the best of your abilities, how smart you are. Of course, that's probably his number one thing because he battles with injuries, so he has to play a little slower. But at the same time, he plays just as fast as anybody or faster. And so when you watch his game, you watch his play, he tends to the Cowboys every year, and I'm just like, dang, he just got, like, some type of revenge in them. But he's just a great dynamic player, plays fast, and he strikes hard. I have not, but I am later on today. I think that was the last part you said, carrying the flag. I think that's one thing that, you know, stuck with me on my decision on leaving because it was hard. I wanted to keep staying because I wanted to stay because I wanted to finish the program. I wanted to make sure that it was going to be okay, how we going to get it back on track. But I left the foundation there, and the foundation has been laid. The guys know what to do. There's leadership there. There should be no excuse for them not to win 12 games, like I said, this year, because it's there. Everything's been established. What we've done, the six guys that have left this year, have done a great job trying to make sure those guys continue the leadership and the legacy that we need to build as a university, and I'll be proud to see them win 12 games this year.
When you think about the basketball, I'm the same question. Texas gets a kind of a bad rap, especially for the last 3 years, as a program that's still being turned around. Like, when you look at the losses, overtime in Kansas, the Oklahoma State muff punt 2 years ago, there's a lot of things that were literally one play or one touchdown away from going their way. Do you think it's
exactly, and that's one big thing with me is I understood that the program was going to work. It was going to what were we doing was going to work. We were losing games by 5. We were losing games by 3. We were losing games at the last second, and that's the problem. We start off good, halftime we do pretty well, and then we have a hard time finishing. We always find some mistake to hurt us even more than anything at that moment. And so I think the pressure thing was one thing that we focused on a lot last year and the end of the year, and Coach Herman did that a lot with the offense. But, you know, it's just one of those things that those guys have to understand and look back when they watch film. Hey, we got to do this better. We can't finish games out. We got to close games out early and stay and keep it closed. And I think that's one thing that those guys understand now. Exactly, and that was another hard part, because I like to be the leader of those guys. I wanted to show those guys what to do, how to do it, because those guys are going to be impact changers, and they're going to change that program, and it's their year. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I'm excited to see what those young guys are going to do, because when you get there, you're put in a system where you cannot change, and that system is installed, and you can't fight it. You have to be involved with it, and if you can't be involved with it, you have to go. And so just excited to see what those guys are going to do and what they're building.
How does Suits come out getting Lil Wayne to represent you? That
relationship? Well, he doesn't represent me. Yeah.
Hey,
just give people chances. I believe that I create a culture around a good group of people, and you know, you got to give people chances. And I'm always, like, it's my decision going to University of Texas. I can go anywhere in the country. I went to a school that struggled. I mean, this same scenario for this agency, it struggled. And so I wanted to be able to build something up that's going to be great one day. I saw the punter, Mike. He does have a name. I saw him the first day I was here. Saw Connor twice, and I saw him right before he left, and I told him, congratulations, you did a very good job at the combine. And of course, I saw Chris as well. We talked right before he went out to work out the other day. And Deshaun I saw yesterday. I've seen him multiple times this week. And I saw Holton yesterday as well in the lobby. So I am ready. Yeah, I feel great. So it was awesome. 100.
That's
I think they see me as inside backer. Some guys see me versatile. I told them I could play all three positions because I played it in college. In some particular way, we had a special package where I was outside. Midway through the year last year, I was at Will Backer at the beginning of the year, and then midway I transferred over to Mike. So I showed them my versatility and how I'm able to adapt and learn a defensive system. I'm not exactly sure yet, so I'm think on that. You know, I'm gonna wait until I actually know, you know, my projection from a team standpoint, and you know what they think about me. So I really want to be with my family, enjoy that moment with them for sure. Though I have not met with Pittsburgh. I do, so I have not checked my performance. Actually, all I know, I have the Chargers tonight and the Colts. I've met with a lot of people, the Raiders today. I honestly can't even name to you. Correct. Just prove I'm the best tomorrow. Go out there and show, you know, how athletic and how well I move tomorrow, and how explosive I am. That's my number one goal. I met with the Texans, yes. Not the Cowboys, but I believe I'm meeting with the Cowboys later on. I think it was exciting being around somebody different, getting that culture change feeling. You have to adapt, and you have to, you know, this is one of those things that's going to happen in this profession. There's going to be changes all the time, and so I understand, you know, the reality of this game and how it works. So to be able to learn a new system, to be around a new guy like that, and to create a relationship that we did so fast, special. So I appreciate, you know, the whole relationship we built and what we did together.
It's a
taking a little inventory and looking around and go, man, this is crazy?
I think this is pretty cool, honestly. You know, the meat market quote is kind of realistic, but at the same time, you know, you gotta appreciate where you're at. I mean, not a lot of guys get to do this, you know, be in front of a crowd, be on national TV, watch you work out. And so, you know, my thing is just soak in the moment and realize the blessings I've been received, you know, because couldn't have been here. I could have been doing something else, lost in life. The Steelers haven't met with me yet, no. Yeah, tonight, we're going to do an informal. Correct. Is that your question, too? We'll do... I don't actually know. Mm-mm. Yeah. I think we're in the first group, I believe. We're the first group, or... Yes, sir. Bench press we did today. 27. Yeah. I got mad because... The reason I got upset is because I'm not used to the crowd. We work out in quiet areas. Nobody told me there was going to be a crowd. So when they started cheering for me, I was still in my rhythm, and it threw me off, and I took a breath, and I didn't need to take a breath at that moment. So I lost a lot of momentum there. Oh, I could have got 30 easily. Yeah, I messed that up. So, yeah, four timing. Appreciate it.